It's a central Pittsburgh. I'm Paul Guggenheimer. Allentown is one of the city's hilltop neighborhoods. And today, Rebecca Harris, director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University and our business correspondent, is continuing her monthly look at an area in the city with a focus on Allentown. Rebecca Harris, first of all, Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, Paul. It's nice to see you again.
Likewise. And as we just mentioned in the introduction, we're visiting Allentown. So tell us about this neighborhood and the interesting history behind it.
As I did the research on Allentown, I found out that it was carved out of the St. Clair Township, which was one of the original townships of Allegheny County. And in 1827, an Englishman named Joseph Allen, there you go, purchased the land that would eventually become Allentown. It was incorporated in 1870, and it was annexed by the city of Pittsburgh in 1872. It was initially settled by German immigrants who established many of the businesses, followed by Welsh, Irish, and English settlers who made up sort of the second largest immigrant population. And then what was interesting is because it was so convenient to downtown population and to the available transportation, it became really a hub. And two main roads south from Pittsburgh merged on the hilltop. So they were called Washington Road, which is today's Warrington Avenue, and Brownsville Turnpike Road, which is today's Arlington Avenue. And these neighborhoods were connected at first by, think about this, Paul, horse-drawn streetcars and later by an electric streetcar. And in 1888, Allentown became the first site west of the Allegheny Mountains to operate an electric streetcar, which we really still have today. So that's pretty neat.
So tell us about the demographics of Allentown today and the key points of interest.
Okay. So we have a wonderful listener who wishes to remain anonymous, but he has been studying and walking most of Pittsburgh's neighborhoods. And he tells us that overall, Allentown is subdivided into about four regions. About 2,500 people live there today. Warrington Avenue, the main business district, is lined with various businesses, but few of the original shops are there now, and few of the business areas go beyond that Warrington Avenue. But there's a lot of initiatives going on to really revitalize the community, and we'll talk about that. But many of the original and historic structures and facades still exist, and one of the greatest assets of the neighborhood is the Grandview Park, which has also incorporated the Emerald View Park. And it's run by the Mount Washington CDC. And they have like 3 miles of trails. And there's more than 20 miles of trails that are proposed and under construction. It's a really close-knit community. And everywhere you go in Allentown, there's a view of the city. So it's pretty cool.
Well, the topography, as you mentioned, yeah, is really interesting.
It's really interesting and amazing. And, of course, they do have water towers up there, as do most of these communities.
So tell us about the main businesses in Allentown, because this is, after all, your area of interest.
Yeah, this is sort of my – so the main business life in the community takes place on Warrington Avenue, which I visited a few weeks ago, and I walked the street, and I had a really comprehensive tour of the hardware store. And I don't know if you've been there or not, and we'll have some information on the WESA website, but this is not your grandfather's hardware store.
Okay.
What this is a co-working community, a co-working space. It has freelance professionals that are committed to creating equitable alternatives for regional entrepreneurs. It's a very amazing space, and there is so much going on inside of it. It's like a hub. They're building websites and apps and media and all these things. And Josh Lucas, who's their creative founder, emphasized that his view, and I thought this was really interesting, is he plays a real role that technology as an incubator can really play a role in uplifting all the existing businesses in the area. And they provide a lot of pro bono work to other businesses so that as this neighborhood changes and improves, then what can happen is he can help keep those other businesses in the neighborhood.
Well, why has Allentown lost some of its original businesses?
You know, I think it's the different businesses have located in other places. There's been different areas where business commerce has become larger. It used to be you would shop in individual small stores. Now people go to larger mall areas. So the demographics of how people work and shop have really changed. What Allentown is now doing through the Neighborhood Partnership Program and a revitalization, which I think is very interesting, is they're making it available through this new program that businesses that come in and sign a multi-lease in a vacant commercial storefront can apply for the Allentown Rent Abatement Program, which offers to pay 50% of the monthly rent or up to $400 a month for a year. And so there's other grant funding available, such as exterior business signage and things like that. But they're really working to bring businesses in. So you're seeing like a new business. There's Leon's Caribbean Restaurant on Warrington. You're seeing other businesses like Sweet Peach's Catering Company. There's this the Amsler Pharmacy, which has been there. There's Alla Familia, and I hope I have pronounced that correctly, which is a huge staple.
Brushing up on your Italian.
Yeah, I know. I need to go to Italy to do that, right?
Sure.
Today, right.
But are they working with local residents for that?
They're working with local residents, and a lot of consortiums of organizations have really gotten behind this. And as I've reached out to the different people, I'm really impressed with their energy and their commitment to really making this a new and refreshing place.
You have been able to find interesting information in your neighborhood segment. So before we wrap this up, tell us some things about Allentown that most people would not know.
Okay, so I think one of the most important things, and when you look at this Hilltop Association that provides all these initiatives, and you look at groups like the Mount Washington Community Development and the Allentown CDC, you see a lot of things happening. So as I was sort of looking around, I was like, what else is happening? Well, Allentown hosted a Carnegie Library of Pittsburgh pop-up library. And the pop-up was such a success, Paul, that there was a need for this type of programming in the community that the pop-up continued. And now there is the Allentown Learning and Engagement Center, which is a program that's managed by the Brashear Association. And it's partnered with different other organizations, and it's keeping the services intact. It's providing a lot of educational information and health and wellness and cooking and everything from African drum and dance. So I think it's doing everything it can to enrich the lives of Allentown residents, and I think that is a great thing.
Do Western neighborhoods of the city sometimes get overlooked? I mean, we're hearing a lot of times about things that are happening on the north and south side and out east, but not so much about the West.
Well, and we looked at this Hilltop neighborhood really with the essence of trying to see, you know, what is going on there. And I really didn't know a lot about it, and being relatively new to the city, I think you have to be here 25 years to even be considered like partially a Pittsburgher. And I have only been here for a much shorter time. But I think there's a lot going on that we don't really realize. And this is certainly a place that everybody should check out.
Our business contributor, Rebecca Harris, is director of the Center for Women's Entrepreneurship at Chatham University. She's been taking a monthly look at different areas of the city today, focusing on Allentown. Rebecca, as always, great thanks.
You're welcome.
And thank you for listening to Essential Pittsburgh on 90.5 WESA. You can catch the entire show online at WESA.FM or as a podcast in iTunes. Until tomorrow, I'm Paul Guggenheimer. So long for now.